All right, guys, let's talk about a brand I haven't talked about in a little while. Hiatus Tequila, right? This is their Hiatus Tequila Blanco, made at NAM 1137 La Cofradía. And you know, the coolest thing about this one for me is one of the owners, Brad Glaze, is from right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I got to interview him. He's a minority partner where he's talked about how he got involved. And Chris, the owner, who is originally a helicopter sales guy, who got involved in making tequila. And they met with La Cofradía and really came up with a process to make a more traditional tequila. And they're really excited about bringing this great brand to the market. These guys have really helped me out. We've done some tastings and they've brought us tequila to share. Because it's a tequila that's in Indiana, I want to share tequilas that people can go buy and get when you live here in Indiana. And this is one of those. So if you live in Indiana and you're looking for a good tequila, Hiatus. So we're going to do a review of the Blanco and dive into this one. La Cofradía is located in Tequila. They also have a really cool hotel where you actually stay in these big buildings that look like barrels. So you get to stay in really what they're showing you as a tequila barrel in these agave fields. And then you get the opportunity to do walkthroughs of their distillery and show you how they make their tequila and all of the things that they're doing right there in the town of Tequila. Pretty cool setup. All right, so this tequila is being cooked in a stone oven. They're using a little bit different process for extraction. You know, we talk about a tahona, we talk about a roller mill a lot, but these guys are using a screw mill. And a screw mill is a little bit slower process than a roller mill. It grinds down into that agave without tearing the fibers and extracts the juice. There's a few people that use this method. Some of them use the screw mill first and then use a roller mill, and some use a screw mill and then use a tahona. So in this case, they're only using the screw mill for extraction. They are using deep well water. So that's the process that they're using as they're extracting. They're using their deep well water. And then from there, they're going into open spontaneous fermentation in stainless steel tanks. Only 100% agave, like normal. That's how you make it a tequila. And their distillery has so much foliage around it, all these beautiful plants and fruit trees and a lot of things that are really helping add to the yeast in that area. So their fermentation is really has a lot of terroir, because what you have growing in those areas and the plants that are area are lending a lot to that fermentation and to those yeasts that are there. They are using a stainless steel still with copper coils inside. So you've got a little bit of a mix from both stainless steel and also copper. So let's dive into this one and give it a nose. On the nose, I get, wow, some lime, some cooked agave, a little bit of funkiness. I'm even going to say a little lemongrass. Like, that's a really interesting nose that you get off of it. You got, it's agave forward, but there's some other little flavors or aromas that are popping in there. All of these agaves are coming from the Valles and the Valley. And that volcanic soil that these grow in and that location that they grow usually have a lot more minerality and a lot more vegetal flavors. And then when you think about all the foliage and plants and fruit trees that are growing around this distillery, that's going to affect all of the things in the nose and the taste of the agave that's going into fermentation. So when you talk about some things like, to me, lemongrass smells a little bit different, or lime in the nose is a little bit different for me. That's just an effect from all of the plants in the area that are affecting fermentation and where these agaves grew. All right, let's dive into the flavor. You definitely get the cooked agave. I get some salinity, some brine or saltiness, which is nice. I do get that lime, but that lemon and that grass, right? Like, so I get a really lemon flavor with almost a wet cut grass flavor along with that. It's really neat. The vegetalness of this flavor is a lot different than a lot of the tequilas I've had. The sweetness is very natural. The mouthfeel is very natural, but that lemon flavor just hangs on into the finish. Now, this isn't an overly aggressive Blanco. It doesn't have a hot, overly complex finish, but it has a really nice finish and it's very clean. So if you're looking for an approachable entry-level agave flavored tequila Blanco that doesn't like burn your mouth or overpower you, this is it. But also, it's a little complex in some of the flavors that are in there that are different than a lot of the tequilas that I've reviewed lately. I'm digging this one. And as you can see, it's almost gone. I'll have to run out to the liquor store and pick this one up. It's available all over the Indianapolis area, which I'm really thankful for since we don't have a lot of great tequilas. It's coming in at a really great price point too. I believe it's right around that $42 for a Blanco. May have been a little bit less. But it's nice that I can go pick up a clean tequila right here in Indiana, made by a guy who partially owns the brand right here in Indianapolis as well. Definitely check out the interview I did with Brett. I'll make it show up in one of these sites right here. I've also reviewed one of the other offerings that they have. They do have a Blanco, a Repo, and an Añejo. I do think they offer some special single barrels as well. Haven't dug into those yet, but I will soon. I definitely look forward to visiting a little cofradía right in Tequila and checking out their distillery and seeing the entire process. Their tequila bottle is pretty cool. They have a lot of stickers on it, which everything is done by hand there. So it's pretty neat how they've been able to put this together the way they have. Check them out. If you've had Hiatus Tequila, please mention it in the comments. Let me know. And if there's a tequila brand that you would like me to review, put that in there as well. And if you're ever in the Indianapolis area and you'd like to sit down at my bar and have a glass of tequila with me and make a video, just send me a message. I'd love to have you over. Cheers. Thanks for watching.